This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up anything that you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We, of course, are going to talk at some point about what's going on in Minneapolis, but not just Minneapolis. Apparently, it has spread to some other cities. Massive protests, angry, and rightfully so, people.
Yes.
We can get into that. Plus, Donald Trump has issued another one of these executive orders. This time, it, amazingly, is not COVID-related. This is about an attack against social media, apparently. And we can discuss that as well. Now, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. That's where we're going to start here tonight with Dave on the line. And this is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Dave Ridley frantically looking for the speakerphone button to turn it off so I found. Okay.
You sound fine.
So there's this claim, you know, that like, well, you don't like it, vote to change the system. Or if you don't like it, leave. Mm-hmm. Well, I did leave. I fled to New Hampshire, and I do vote. But now the latest attempt at trying to make sure that your vote doesn't count, that's going on in New Hampshire now. So it's this thing called House Bill 1309, which the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is raising alarms about. What it would do is it would amend the text of current law. So like when you have a local town vote, the new law would read, quote, unless restricted by any provision of law, the vote on a petitioned warrant article shall be binding upon the town, unquote. So it's just saying that now the petitioned warrant articles are not even binding anymore. If you can find one passage in 200,000, you know, there's 200,000 pages of law, so it'd be pretty easy to find some passage somewhere in state or federal law that says, that might throw the petitioned warrant article into doubt in terms of its legality, right? It just makes it easier to sue to overturn the will of the voters.
Yeah, I guess I don't know a whole lot about this. I know that in the case of the school boards here in New Hampshire, these warrant articles are basically useless, or prior to this or whatever, had been useless because they would introduce them at the school board meeting and then some busybody would stand up and like completely gut the original intention of the warrant article. At least that's what happens here in Keene. So what? Can you read the text to me one more time? Because sometimes it's hard to follow legally.
So I'm gonna read a separate part of the text, which is very similar. Quote: unless restricted by any other provision of law, the vote on a petitioned warrant article shall be binding upon the school district. Unquote.
Yeah, okay. So this, and you're saying this somehow changes the previous warrant article legislation?
Well, it was already not very binding, right? Because I remember one of the first pieces of political activism I did in Keene when I moved there in 2004 was to stand in a blizzard outside this vote, right? And to hold a sign advocating for some stuff that some school board people were doing. Some school board people had reached out to me. And they wanted to sell this building, this useless building, right? Mm-hmm. Or this unnecessary building. And so I stood there to try to help get the building sold. I just, vote yes on something or not. I don't know what it was.
Right.
But anyway, sure enough, that passed, with flying colors.
Oh, I remember this. And didn't they just refuse to sell it even though the voters voted for it?
just decide not to sell it.
That's right.
Well, and, maybe 5 years later they sold it or something like that. But
well, okay, I guess I'm confused then, Dave. It sounds to me like this. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't really know what any of this legalese stuff means. But my understanding is, if it's saying that the warrant article will apply, barring any sort of other provision that prevents it, that seems like sort of a no-brainer. Like that seems like it would make it. Not a bad
more
thing.
Binding,
yeah,
if anything.
Well, right? Like, what's the problem?
It's already more. It would make it less binding, according to the article. The author is Aubrey Friedman, and he goes into more detail, which I haven't. Yeah. You know, I haven't looked.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's all very confusing to me. All this legalese. It's very, very confusing.
Well, one thing's clear is that for whatever reason, and I don't know why this is. I don't know why local politicians tend to give up their power to state politicians who tend.
They don't want to.
It seems to happen, and then the state politicians
look back at the Civil War, and you'll see the answer to that. You'll also find the answer in the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, the 17th Amendment, it sounds like a good pro-democratic thing when you think about it. But what it did is institute popular election of senators.
Oh, that was
U.S.
That
senators.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, before that, senators were chosen by the state legislatures.
Right.
So basically, they gave the Senate gave the states a voice in the federal government, and the expectation was that they would be jealous of state power. And when I say jealous, I mean distrustful of the federal government.
Makes
and
sense.
Of handing their power over to the federal government. So the people then, it was hoped, would be able to use the play both ends against the middle, if you will. Use the state governments to keep the federal governments government in control, and use the federal government to keep the state governments in control. But when you take away, when they took away that power from the state legislatures and they gave
but
it
the
to the
people. But the state legislatures gave it away because they had to have participated in this, right? Like three-quarters of the states had to sign off on this.
Yeah, they did, and that was in the context of the Civil War. Okay. There was a whole slew of amendments that took place at that time, and the Civil War was the beginning of a castration of the state governments, and the 17th Amendment.
It's been pretty effective.
More or less the end of it, so that the state governments are now fully owned subsidiaries of the federal government, more or less.
Oh, by the way, I need to correct myself pretty majorly here. I've got it backwards. I guess 1309 is trying to make it so that it's harder for them to overturn the will of the voters. I was thinking 1309 would make it easier.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me, so I'm glad that we agree on this one now.
Yeah, so you're right, Ian. This would make it actually harder to overturn the voters.
But are you saying the Liberty Alliance is trying to alert people against this bill or in favor?
No, I'm backwards. The Alliance is trying to alert people that they might want to it exists. I don't know if the whole Alliance supports it, but they're just drawing attention to it. And it looks like the guy who's writing this article thinks the bill is potentially going to make things better.
Are they even meeting at this point, the state legislature? As I understand it, the legislative building is locked.
That's correct, that they're meeting on June 9th, I think, or maybe June 11th.
They're coming back into session. Okay, look out, the legislature's coming back.
No man's life, liberty, or property is safe when the legislature is in session.
Yeah, they're bringing back parking tickets now, too, in downtown Keene after having a break on that for two months or something like that. Hey, Ridley, anything else you want to share?
Oh, I've got a lot of videos coming out that may be of interest, but other than that, nothing.
Tease one of them. Give us a tease on.
You'll see those on the channel. But you'll see what happened when I tried to follow up on Garrett Ian. Remember that time in 2011 when he got kicked out of the farmer's market in Concord?
Not really, but I believe that he could.
Oh, my gosh. It was great. They shut off his camera, right, when he tried to film them stopping him from, you know, demonstrating or something like that on a public street. So I've been keeping that in mind for a long time, and I was never sort of in Concord, you know, at the same time as the farmers market. But I remember that happened 9 years ago. And so I finally showed up, you know, this weekend, and I did the same thing as Garrett, more or less. You know, I demonstrated and tried to film, and you'll see what happens.
I love Ridley. He throws back to all these old things that happened years ago, and then tries to hold politicians accountable for it 7 years later or whatever. And it is pretty entertaining because they didn't know about it back then, and they certainly don't know about it today. They try to stay ignorant of their bureaucracy that's violating people's rights. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate it. Check out his video channel over at RidleyReport.com. You'll probably enjoy it. He's pretty talented. We got more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. The protests are on the way.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Trump's executive order making headlines today to supposedly target Twitter and get them back somehow for labeling a couple of his tweets recently with an alleged fact check. By the way, with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And want to make sure you know about Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and then withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, also on Discord, we got some good-sounding callers here so far tonight. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to call up and notify everybody of some shenanigans, I think, that's going on with the COVID-19 testing, as if we didn't already suspect it.
All right.
Yeah, as if we didn't already suspect it. But, you know, we've, for those that don't know, we have a medical clinic. We've had about 20 positives now on COVID-19. But the funny thing is, we follow up the positive, the COVID patients that want to. I mean, they don't have to, but if they want to after they've recovered, they can do the antibody test. So we follow them up with the antibody test. It's
and
a funny thing.
That reveals whether or not they have antibodies, meaning that if they do, they would be immune from the COVID-19 strain in the future.
Or supposedly they'd have it.
Gotcha.
And they could donate their plasma or whatever. But the funny thing is, we've had, I think, about 16 patients who have agreed to do the antibody test, and only one of them's come up positive. So how is it possible that of 16 patients, only one's coming up with antibodies, unless the other 15 patients never had COVID to begin with?
So how did how did they get test positive, I guess is my question.
Which test?
The first one.
Antibody?
The first test. Having it.
Because they come in with symptoms, and then we do the swab,
okay.
Send it into the lab, and then the lab comes back with
a
result.
Is this the same test that found out that the tsetse fly and the mango were positive?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I think it's...
I
think it's papaya, yeah.
Yeah, I would look up COVID-19 papaya or COVID-19 mango, because there have been reports that tropical fruit has been reported, has been testing positive for this disease, although I suspect that if you ran an antibody test on that tropical fruit, you would find that it, too, had never had COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm suspicious of all of these things, and
for
plus
sure.
The fact that a lot of these hospitals are getting paid huge sums of money. There was a guy yesterday protesting, that there was some coverage of the protests in Los Angeles, and one of the guys in Los Angeles is an emergency room, either a doctor or a technician, and he was on the streets with a sign talking about COVID-19, and he was saying that most of the people... that a lot of the people are being tested, reported as positive, when in reality they weren't positive, because he says the hospitals are getting huge sums of money for COVID-19 patients.
Yep.
And right now, the hospitals are hurting. Half the hospitals are empty, you know, so
right. They're
hurting for
take
money.
What they can get.
So,
which
yeah,
is
they're going to take what they can get.
I mean, when you think about it, and this is one of the things that bothers me the most, the hospitals are empty, the hospitals are laying people off, and when you think about it, if there was an epidemic going on, if there was mass death, mass trauma going on from an epidemic, they would need people working outside their specialty to care for the dead or the dying, right? They would need every medical person they could get on deck.
But that's not happening.
And that's not happening. They're dancing in the aisles in the hospital because they got nothing to do. Which means
they're not full
of dead people or dying people.
And it's a funny thing. I realized when I read some of these news stories that I had lived through a very deadly pandemic in 1969 during Woodstock, and I didn't even know it. A million people dead, and
I didn't know it either, but I was born in 68.
Well, so. A lot of the people who were of age don't remember 1968, 1969.
But the thing is, we didn't miss a beat in 69. And nobody shut anything down. The businesses kept going. Woodstock kept going. There wasn't a thing that changed in 1969 due to a pandemic that killed, 100 times more people than what this COVID is claiming credit for?
The fear kind of mentality that we see so commonplace these days would have even played with people back in the day, back in the late 60s? Would that have even, caught on in any way, what they're doing?
There's no way they could have pulled this off in the 60s. The people are so much more sheepish now than they were back then. It's absurd.
Do you think that's just because the government has been doing the indoctrination camps, the day prisons, schools?
It's got to be due to that and the public fools. System. I don't call it the public school system. I call it the public fool system.
Well, the communication's significantly faster now, too.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily... I mean, that's a good thing, right? Like, it's a good thing that communication is faster, but it also means that bad ideas can propagate, too.
What's a bad thing is that 6 corporations now control all broadcasting in the United States, mm-hmm. and of course, the reason for that is because they control all of the licenses.
Well, it's not true of all broadcasting. I mean, there's still some independent radio stations out there.
Let's say nearly all broadcasting.
It's a good chunk, especially on the television
percentage,
side.
Especially in the major markets, okay? And that's where opinion makes a big difference. So they are driving opinion, and I'll come back to this when we talk about the Trump story.
Thank you, Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Appreciate hearing from you there. Sounds like you're getting out of the car. And hope you are getting into the car. If so, enjoy the ride. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we will be talking about the riots in Minneapolis and apparently beyond. We touched on it last night as well, and it's one of those stories that we can't ignore. Thank goodness for the last 2 months, we couldn't ignore all the COVID stories. And while I don't relish the fact that there are riots in the streets, it's nice to have something different.
Something else to talk about.
I don't relish the fact that some people are undeniably sick either, but yet we have to cover the truth.
It's true, or at least what we perceive to be the truth. Again, the toll-free number here is 855-453. If you want to weigh in and share your thoughts on any of these things. But first, from thehill.com, and there are a variety of different sources on this story. It's been all over the news today, and that is that Trump is in a spat with Twitter and other social media, signing an executive order today aimed at increasing the ability of government to regulate social media platforms. This does not sound like a good plan.
I'm very ambivalent about the situation.
We will tell you more about it here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. If you want to jump into the discussion, you are welcome to do that. And then coming up, we'll get into the latest on some of the just absolutely horrifying things being done to private businesses during these riots, and some heroes stand up against it.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. police in Minneapolis and St. Paul on high alert as protests continue over George Floyd's death while in police custody. More than 50 people stole merchandise from a local Target store around 11:30 this morning. Remaining looters dropped their goods and fled when police officers responded to shoplifting calls. During a White House briefing on the upcoming hurricane season, Vice President Mike Pence says the country is ready for the hurricane season.
Our message to the American people is we're ready, but there will be unique challenges in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic.
President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday targeting social media companies by seeking to limit liability protections provided under the United States law. That is something both Democrats and Republicans have been pushing for. The president saying Twitter, Facebook, and Google have unchecked power. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new poll from the National Opinion Research Center shows that only 49% of Americans, or about half, plan to get a vaccine to potentially protect them against the coronavirus if and when one becomes available. 20% say there's no chance, and another 31% say they're unsure. One of the big cable news channels has been cleared in a First Amendment lawsuit it faced. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News winning a First Amendment lawsuit against a Washington state-based public interest group called Washington League for Increased Transparency and Ethics, or WashLight. It sued the network in early April, claiming its coverage violated the state's consumer protection laws by engaging in what it called a campaign of deception and omission regarding the danger of the international proliferation of the novel coronavirus. A Seattle judge dismissing the suit, saying WashLight had failed to establish a case, and he noted that its assertions do not hold up to scrutiny.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. Great and longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Great place to go to get started into the world of cryptocurrency. Now's a good time to go and learn about that, especially if you found yourself a little more time on your hands. Get on over to Bitcoin.com and start down the road towards learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and other cryptocurrencies there at Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and do that. They also got an excellent news website at news.bitcoin.com that'll clue you into the latest Bitcoin-related headlines around the planet. It's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with the story from thehill.com, and then we'll get into the riots that are going on in Minneapolis. Some pretty ugly stuff out there. The executive order, however, signed today by Donald Trump, is focused, according to thehill.com, on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which was a 1996 law that gives platforms legal immunity for content posted by third-party users while also giving them cover to make good-faith efforts to moderate their platforms. So, in short, what that means, as I understand it, and I'm not an attorney, but we've discussed this Section 230 in the past, the idea is if you're running a website, let's say electnobody.com,
mm-hmm.
and Elect Nobody, I believe, has comments that that people can leave, if I recall correctly. I believe there is a comment
section. Yes, there is a comment section,
right. So you got a comment section on your website that anybody, in theory, can go and register a username for and just drop in whatever nasty comment that they want to. Right, or positive and supportive, but it's the internet, so it's probably going to be nasty. And they just drop in whatever they want, and then they leave, and then you're there, you've got a mess, an ugly comment that could be maybe libelous towards somebody. It could have some sort of information that may actually be allegedly breaking a law of some sort. Right, like there could be all kinds of things that a user might leave on your website. In the case of YouTube, uploading a video with some sort of prohibited content, something that YouTube doesn't allow, or a copyright violation, or something else that, you know, whatever other laws would consider to be illegal. YouTube is not, and electnobody.com is not liable under this Section 230 exemption, basically, for the content that your users post to the website. That's the whole idea behind it. And, you know, you shouldn't have to have a law to make that clear, right? Like, if you didn't say it, you shouldn't be liable for it. It seems to me pretty clear. But that's what Section 230 lays out.
Well, there. Let me give you a counterexample to that theory, which is consider a newspaper. Mm-hmm. Okay. A newspaper is liable for some, but not all, of the things that it posts. For example, I don't believe that a newspaper would necessarily be liable for the content of a letter to the editor.
Sure.
That contained, for example, defamatory information.
But a staff editorial.
A staff editorial or a straight news story,
right.
They might be liable. So there's a...
Well, that's the key difference here, right? The difference between what your users, who are not employees or contractors or whatever of the website, what your users post shall not be infringing upon the liability of the website, meaning it will not cause liability to the website for whatever that content is.
But
whereas if they are your employee,
only considered true if you're not moderating, okay, or if you're not moderating too much, and the thing is, you're still liable for what your for your comments, of course, mm-hmm. comments that come under the heading of the website, and also if you moderate too much, then
the argument can be that just
as a man pruning a bonsai tree is responsible for the final shape of it because he pruned it, it could well be that if you do a lot of bonsai on your comment section that you would become liable for what was said there because, hey, you posted out, you took out a whole bunch of non-infringing content, but you left this very obvious case of liable, for example.
Yeah, that sounds fair to me.
There's an interesting argument there. I mean, are you saying that that's how things have been up until this point, your understanding legally?
I'm saying that that's my understanding of it, and that's one of the reasons that social media platforms have been loath to either involve their own voice or to do too much mediation, but that's changed with the advent of fact checkers who are mostly, it seems, government mouthpieces who are brought in by the various, and maybe not even the open government, but deep state mouthpieces for basically the intelligence community, for the people running the media, which may not be the open government. Those things may not be under control, for example, of Donald Trump at the moment. They're more likely under the control of faceless bureaucrats who run the intelligence agencies.
Let me tell you more about the story. Trump, joined by Attorney General William Barr, addressed reporters in the Oval Office this afternoon before signing the executive order. Quote, "We're here today to defend free speech from one of the greatest dangers it has faced in American history, frankly, and you know what's going on as well as anybody. It's not good," Trump told reporters. The president accused social media companies of having, quote, unchecked power to censure, restrict, edit, shape, hide, and alter virtually any form of communication between,
like a bonsai tree,
between private citizens or large public audiences. He also said that if he were able to shut Twitter down, he would. Trump's order directs...
Now, I've got to say, the one thing that scared me the most about Donald Trump when he got elected is his combative view towards the press. Now, since he's been in office, I've got to say, the press is not... it has some liberal responsibility here. It's this whole... relationship has gotten toxic, and many people in the press have just kind of turned into, you know, Trump hunting paladins, and they're going to, you know, they're going to keep on it until forever. I
find it somewhat entertaining how he
handles them. Somewhat entertaining, but I also find it concerning, and
it sounds like
Mark's with me on that. And here's an example. What Trump posted was a piece of opinion. Okay, he said that if we use mail-in voting, that those votes will be rigged, because they will be easier to rig, because there will not be people going out to the polls, there will not be possibilities of exit polls, which one expects to correspond with the actual vote. And so it's not outside the realm of possibility. Twitter came around and said, that's false, that won't happen. Well, how the hell does Twitter know that? Where does Twitter get off making that a statement of fact, true and false? This vote will or will not be manipulated if it's by mail. It's a matter of opinion, and to label that simply false,
it's unquestionably false,
that's insane. Nobody knows that. Trump may be wrong, but it's not cut and dried. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter that you can look up in the Encyclopedia Britannica and say, oh, yeah, that's not true.
We could look at mail-in voting as it's gone on in other states and these sorts of things if you wanted to look at some of that. But, there are arguments on both sides when it comes to this mail-in voting thing, and it's pretty clear which side the Democrats have come down on, right? Mm-hmm. And the Republicans have come down on another side. I'm so sick and tired of systems, of everything that comes in, across my desk is now a political football.
Yeah.
I'm just so...
COVID is political
sick
football.
Sick of it, right. Wait, you know, either it's going to kill us all, or we have to stay in our houses for the next 3 years while they come up with a nice solid vaccine.
All right, Tom's
I want voting
first.
To be on the blockchain. Personally, I want to know for sure who voted which way, and I think secret ballot is a bad idea.
You
I'll
think
defend
secret
that
votes
later if you want to argue it.
Interesting. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. What do you want to talk about? Secret ballots or the protests and riots going on across the country? You can.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump says that if he could shut Twitter down, he would do it. But he can't really do that. At least
you hope.
In theory.
He does hold what allegedly is the most powerful position in the free world.
Well, except it's not a free world.
It's not a free world, and also there are a lot of things that the United States government can do, or pieces of the United States government, the embedded bureaucracy, can do, because they're in control of things like the CIA, which exists. I mean, the CIA has openly or later admitted to manipulating elections all over the world, but yet somehow we're supposed to believe they
Russia
never
did that.
Is
the CIA Russia?
Well, the CIA and the KGB do all the same things, just like Russia today probably lies just as much about what's going on in Russia as the American media lies about what's going on in the United States. But I think it's more likely for the U.S. media to tell the truth about what's going on in Russia and lie about what's going on in the United States, because I think in both countries, if the people knew the truth, there would be a revolution before Monday.
So what's going on with this new order that Trump has passed? Well, according to TheHill.com, and I have not read the order itself, but it does direct an agency within the Commerce Department to file a petition with the Federal Communications Commission to clarify the scope of Section 230. A proposition. So they're asking the existing bureaucracy to reinterpret, to take another look, take another crack at your interpretation. Because remember, when it comes to government's so-called lawmaking process, and there's all these checks and balances, well, the reality is it's just opinion, right? Law is just an opinion backed by a gun. Mm-hmm. That's what Mark Stevens has called it. And I think it's relatively, you know, succinct and sharp.
They call,
definition.
The Supreme Court issues opinions.
Yes.
Even the ones that I mean, you know, the ones that most of them agree with are majority opinions.
Correct.
So,
and some of them have been overturned with different opinions by different Supreme Courts.
More evidence that they are, in fact, opinions.
Indeed.
Yeah. And a perfect example of that, and one of the most egregious episodes of American history, is shown in what happened during the New Deal, where as FDR brought his New Deal programs in, they were struck down one by one by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Well, what FDR did, clever man that he was, is he looked at the Constitution and realized that the composition of the Supreme Court is not fixed by the Constitution. And so
he added people to it.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to add a whole bunch of young people to the Supreme Court to help you guys out. And he proposed adding 6 people, which would have made it 15 instead of 9. Well, what happened after he announced that he was strongly considering that is, you know, nobody wants their power diluted.
Yep.
So the Supreme Court got right in line and started ratifying, rubber stamping everything he said. And this included things like egregious cases. Cases like Wickard versus Filburn, in which it was determined that a man growing wheat on his own land to feed to his own animals was engaged thereby
in interstate commerce
and subject to regulation by the federal government. This being despite the fact that his actions were non-commercial. He wasn't looking to sell the wheat. He was looking to feed it to his own animals. And it was intrastate in scope.
Yep.
His animals lived on the same land and in the same state as the farm.
Yeah, now there's there is a constitutional amendment I could get behind, fixing the size of the Supreme Court. 9 seems fine to me. I mean, if that's the number we want to go with, I don't really care what goes on. I would prefer not to add anything because because neither side will be able to agree on it. If you just keep it fixed at 9, then that's fine. But you know, the president shouldn't have that power to stack the deck like that.
Yeah, I mean, you could pass a thing saying we'll add 2 in a decade or something. Then you don't know who's going to be in control of the federal government in a decade. So it's more neutral that
way. I presume the Supreme Court building's outfitted for 9 justices, since that's how many we have at this point. I doubt there's a lot of open space. So I just presume 9. I wouldn't want to shrink the number.
Adding would be a good idea. No. I don't see any reason to do it. There's no reason. I mean, they've managed to find 9 shills to sit in as justice. Why can't they find 15 shills? They've got trillions of dollars, and they can't find 15 people who are willing to both wear a dress and be bought? That seems unlikely.
Surely they could. Trump's order, again, is going to ask the Commerce Department to file a petition with the FCC to clarify the scope of Section 230, which is a proposition that has already drawn rebukes from 2 Democratic members of the 5-person commission. Another section of the order would encourage federal agencies to review their spending on social media advertising. Trump and Barr indicated that legislation on Section 230 could be incoming. Barr didn't provide further details, while Trump suggested they could just, quote, remove or totally change Section 230. Again, for those just tuning in, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is the one that ostensibly gives platforms online legal immunity for content posted by their users, by third parties, not the platform itself. Fundamentally, Trump cannot rewrite the section without Congress's help, of course. Any efforts by agencies like the FCC to make determinations about how the law is applied would almost definitely be challenged and ultimately become a matter for a judge to decide. But unfortunately, that's the reality of executive orders, at least that we've seen. Even though they're not laws, if a executive like Trump or a governor of a state writes out some order, puts his signature on it, and all of a sudden all the executive branch starts acting like this is the law. Well, the only way that you can challenge that is if you get arrested by them or targeted by this particular order. So therefore, they've got you under their thumb. Now, maybe you've got access to money to buy an attorney if they didn't freeze your bank accounts and, you know, crack down on you in that way.
Presuming they didn't kill you while arresting you.
Right, like, yeah. You know, squeezing the life out of your neck. So, you know, presuming you can do all that and, you know, bring it to an attorney and the attorney takes the case and you pay the attorney, then you can go to court and maybe you'll have a chance of convincing the robed men and women at some level, because you'll probably have to go higher and higher and fight this continually and spend God knows how much money on the whole process. Then if it all works out in your favor after you've spent, I don't know, $100,000 or whatever the attorney's fees would be to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court, then maybe the you know, men and women in those robes would say, you know what, that executive was wrong for making this order. Order overturned. There goes 5 years of your life spent in courts fighting over this.
And quite possibly in prison, because remember, you don't appeal until after you've
been
convicted and sentenced.
Right, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of your dollars, because when the government fights a case, they spend your money. When you fight a case, you spend your money.
Yeah, they've got a very simple rule. It's very clear, okay? First off, if you screw up, you got to pay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second off, if the cops screw up, you gotta pay. If the judiciary screws up, you gotta pay. If the prosecutor screws up, you gotta pay. And if the Supreme Court screws up, you gotta pay. No matter who screws up, it is the serf, the slave to the system, who must finance it.
Well, they say it's that we are the government, and that is true when we have to pay for things. Like, we are the government because because the government comes to us for the money, but that's it. It's not like you get a choice as to whether or not to pay.
Nietzsche's response to that was, government is the coldest of cold monsters. Coldly it lies, and this lie drops from its lips, that I, the government, am the people. Everything that government says is a lie, and everything that government has been stolen. That's Nietzsche.
Good one.
Nietzsche was right.
I like the statement, but you know, nothing can lie all the time. It must embed the lies in truth, right?
Well, those are the more effective ones.
It must be certainly circumspect about the lies that it tells. It has to be careful to confine its lies to things not easily verified, which brings us back to why I said I oppose secret ballot voting. And the reason is, I want a piece of paper published by the government that shows my name and what vote they recorded for me, because that way they can't just throw my ballot away and record whatever they feel like it. I want a receipt.
Well, I like that, but I'm not sure that would entirely work. There's a reason for blind ballot.
All right, we'll share that
ballot.
Coming up here in moments, 855 450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath.
I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.